Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. New Yorker cartoonist Matthew Diffie is here with some of the best of the rejects. The cartoonist's pain is our pleasure, so to speak. But first, let's get to some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Classes are canceled at Northern Illinois University today after a fatal shooting there yesterday. An Illinois coroner has said that death toll is now at 7, 6 students and the gunman. More than a dozen other students were injured. Witnesses say a gunman stepped out from behind a curtain on the stage of a lecture hall and opened fire on a class. He didn't say a word. Student Jerry Santoni was in that lecture hall.
I popped my head out and overlooked the whole situation as soon as I felt it was a good enough time to leave. I bolted for the back door, and as I was running away, I could still hear shots fired.
Police say the gunman had been a graduate student in sociology at the university in 2007, but was no longer enrolled there. Four large newspaper companies are joining forces in hopes of boosting their online ad revenue. The Tribune Company, the Gannett Company, Hearst, and the New York Times have all agreed to transfer a portion of their online ad space to a joint effort called Quadrant One. The idea is to let national advertisers place ads on local websites with one phone call. And there's a broken satellite flying around in space the size of a bus that's headed for Earth and could contaminate a population center with rocket fuel. It is not science fiction. Pentagon officials announced this week that they intend to shoot down the malfunctioning satellite sometime in the next 2 weeks. President Bush ordered the action to prevent possible contamination. The satellite contains a half ton of hydrazine, a fuel that officials say could burn the lungs and even cause death. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.